This morning we have a guest joining us here on the program by phone. We're going to talk a little bit about a big band dance, a ballroom dance that's coming up this Sunday, January 15th at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. The Stardusters is the group that will be performing there that day. Dale Manning is one of the members of the band. Good morning, Dale.
Hey, how are you? Good
Excellent.
To hear from you, Jim.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking some time with us. Hey, tell us a little bit about the Stardusters.
Well, I guess we could start off by saying we're a variety band, which we play a lot of music from all the way from the 40s through the 90s. Most of our music is from the swing era, the 40s through the 90s. You know, the 40s and 50s is primarily the swing era, which I call the golden era of music because it's, some of the coolest music that was ever written. We do swing, ballads, waltzes, country, rock and roll, polka, Latin, foxtrot. If you want to dance it, man, we can play it. We like to advertise ourselves as the little band with a big band sound.
Excellent. Well, where do the band members come from?
Well, we're made up of five retired band directors with at least, I would say, probably 40 years of performance experience with each one of them. We use trumpet, trombone, saxophone, piano, bass, and drums. On trumpet and flugelhorn is John Gosnell from Ankeny. On saxophone and clarinet is Harry Jensen from Des Moines. On drums is John Millett from Des Moines. On keyboard and vocals is Steve Lawson from Harlan. And on trombone, bass, and vocals is myself. And when I, that adds up to about six players. But when I play trombone, our keyboard player splits his keyboard and plays bass with his left hand, and piano with his right hand.
Got to practice a little bit to do that.
Hey, he's been practicing for years. He's wonderful. Trouble is, I play bass, and he almost plays bass better than I do with his keyboard.
That's job security right there.
I run the band, so I can decide that.
There you go. Well, talk a little bit about how you guys get together. You're kind of spread out. Do you guys rehearse much? How do you get together to play?
Rehearse, is that a word we're supposed to use?
What's that?
I tell you, like I said before, we've all got 40 years of experience. And, we were band directors to start with, high school band directors. And we play with all of us. All of us play with numerous other bands. We all know the songs. We all know a lot of songs. And the music itself, a lot of it's just head charts where we have a lead sheet, which is just a melody line and chord symbols on it. And we just go from that. We just play it. As long as I've got words and I've got chord charts, I can play it, and everybody else just about in the band can do the same thing. So, no, we don't rehearse. We have never in our lives rehearsed, so for our band anyway. So it's everything is exciting and new, an adventure, I guess we call it, because every time things change a little bit, and that's what makes the music fun. We're we're not just tied into playing an arrangement that's written in front of us, and we have to sit there. We never know how we're going to end. Sometimes we don't even know how we're going to begin. We just start the thing, and it works. Like I've always said here, Jim, if you want perfection, you should go out and buy a CD and play it when you're alone. If you want entertainment, go listen to live music, any live music with your friends. I'm not going to rag on anybody here, but a lot of the music that young people hear today is, heavy on production and light on talent. You watch MTV and stuff like that, and there's lights flashing, girls dancing, all kinds of things going on. And the music, isn't quite as inspired if you go to, go down to Greenfield and go to that place. It's a little more subdued, but they really don't hear the talent. They're used to seeing flashes of everything, and there's everything that's done. Down there at Greenfield at the Warren Cultural Center, those performers, whether it's a country group, whether it's a big band group, whether it's a band like us, rock and roll group, anything like that, it's live. And generally, you know, things happen, and it makes it so much more exciting, more fun. You've got crowd interaction with, you know, the people that are in the band. And we just have a blast doing it. And like I say, we're over 60. Let's go with that. It's over 60 years old. And we just love doing it. Saturday night, I drove all the way to Omaha, as did my saxophone player, to play a gig in a club on the other, just on the other side of Omaha. And the big money we made was $60. And you can imagine the amount of money that is in equipment, mileage, everything. So we love doing what we're doing now. And now that we're retired, we have to do it. I'm living the dream, I guess. How's that, Jim?
Well, it's actually kind of inspiring when you think about it, because you guys have spent most of your lives teaching and opening up eyes to young people about the wonders of music, and you don't just teach it, you guys are actually living it. So
it's so true. It's so true. And sometimes we even have students, very good students, play with us in the band, sit in and play with us, you know, and that makes it more fun, too, because we get to see, how can I say, the fruition of our work over the years come to a point, you know, where we can enjoy it too.
Well, and I was told you guys have been doing this for an awfully long time. Some of these band members been together since like the 1950s?
Well, let me tell you, this band itself, I'm just going to give you a little history on the band itself, was started way back in the late 1940s, you know, and of course the band has changed the people. I took this band over at, I think probably in the late 1970s, maybe the early 80s, something like that. I've been playing like that. This group right here has changed a number of players, too, you know, the same kind of deal. It has been, you know, we've changed saxophones, we've changed trumpets, we've changed keyboards, we've changed drummers. And the only thing that's really remained the same since the 80s has been me, you know, and I do the hiring and firing, although I've never fired anybody. It's just, you know, sometimes, like I say, this band itself started in the late 40s, early 50s as the Stardusters, and then a good friend of mine who just lives down the street of mine here, in, down the street from me here in Guthrie Center, his name is Bill Schrader, he took over the band in the early 50s, and at that time, the high-fidelity record players were coming out. So they called themselves the Hi-Fis. And from the early 50s until, you know, when I took over the band and went back to the Starduster name, Bill Schrader ran that, and they went as the Hi-Fis. Now we do a little more modern stuff, a little more rock and roll, a little more modern country, you know, the Brooks Dunn and stuff like that. We do a little more of that than they did, or quite a bit more of that than they did back in the day, but it was one of the absolutely most popular bands around, and I was so lucky to get to play with that, you know, in its middle stages up until Bill decided to quit playing. So I attribute a lot of my fun and a lot of the things that I've learned to Bill Schrader.
Sounds like you guys have an awful lot of fun, and you get to play in a smaller venue like this, a traditional venue like this, one that's been around for a very, very long time in the Warren Cultural Center.
Yep.
So you get up close and personal with the folks that are there. Does that really enhance that opportunity for folks to have a good time?
Well, let me tell you, that's just a wonderful thing with the kind of bands, you know, and that's not a tiny little place. That's a very, very, very beautiful, historic ballroom with absolutely wonderful acoustics. Especially for music. It's just a wonderful sounding place. They have a great stage that we get to play on. It's big enough for, oh, just about any kind of performance group, whether it be a concert band to a big band to a small combo like us, country group, anything. They just do a wonderful job down there of making you feel like you're important. And the people that come to our dances, you know, are middle-aged to older. And like I said before, that's one of the unfortunate things. We'd like to get it so a few younger people, you know, in their 20s and 30s would start coming to these things and enjoy this type of music, because I know they'd enjoy it once they're there. But they, you know, they have a tendency to think, oh, that's old guy stuff. That's old stuffy music. I don't want to listen to that. I tell you, if they could keep up with some of these older people that do their dancing out on the floors, in the ballrooms, in the casinos and stuff that we play, they'd be panting. They'd be puffing a little bit. So swing music is just a wonderful music to dance, any type of dance to. So that's what we do.
Well, it sounds like you're giving folks enough variety. They're going to find something that they like if they come on out. This is, by the way, Sunday, January 15th. It's an afternoon event from 2 to 5, and it'll be just $8 a person at the door. There'll be wine, beer, soft drinks. There'll be tables and chairs set up. You can just have a good time at whatever level you choose. Sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun with that, Dale.
At any bargain price of $8, you can't go wrong coming in to hear our band and to enjoy the facilities, the Warren Cultural Center down there. It's the whole experience is, as I said before, just absolutely wonderful. And we're so happy to be able to play there. And we'd like to thank Ken City for inviting us to come down. We get there usually a couple times a year.
Absolutely. Live music for basically the cost of a movie theater ticket. That's not
exactly.
bad.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
not bad. Well, Dale, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And continued success in bringing a lot of joy to folks.
Well, thank you so much, and we're going to keep right on having as much fun as we can with music.